part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 97, part one.
97, part one, John. We missed another podcast last weekend, webcast.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're going to be missing another one in the following week. Because I will not be available.
Why?
I will be, I'd rather not say. We can talk about it off air. There may be an opportunity to reschedule or do some sort of an ad hoc, but I will be available the following weekend. Now we have a couple of announcements. On July 3rd, that's a Tuesday, July 3rd, we've been booked at the Beacon Tap in Des Plaines. That is a Tuesday night before July 4th. Rick's renting us Captain America uniforms.
What?
And we will be at the Beacon Tap, because we are a band, John.
Celebrating our independence.
That's right.
God damn it for that, man.
That's one announcement. The other announcement is July 13th, Friday. Yeah. We'll be at the trackside.
We will be at the track.
If you miss the Beacon gig on the 3rd, we also have a private gig. It's private, so I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's private.
It's private. It's private parts.
Let's see. Other announcements. Good news. I got some good news and bad news.
Good news.
The good news is I will be available for the private gig that we can't talk about because it's private. The bad news is the wife told me today when we hit 100, that's it. It's over.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. She started listening to some old episodes the other day. And she ran across the episode where I was talking about Spike.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure which one. But, yeah, she's completely convinced I'm a gay man living a false lifestyle.
Well, here's what we do. We just never release 100.
Well, I think the major, two major beefs on her part. One, I embarrass her, which I don't mean to do. It's purely unintentional. And number two, I'm gone three nights a week, two for practice and one for the webcast.
So am I.
Well, she doesn't dig that. So maybe it's just a phase. I don't know. Who knows? But it was almost impossible to get out of the house tonight, I tell you that.
Why is that?
I get a hassle.
Don't you have your own life? There's 7 days in a week. You get three.
Yeah.
And you only get 2 hours at a time.
2 hours at a time.
Yeah.
That's right.
What else would you be doing?
She
right
did
now?
Mention if I can, I don't know if it was an essay form or maybe an oral report on why I need to continue podcasting. Then she also said that maybe if I took a summer hiatus, that would be acceptable. You know, all negotiating points, of course.
Okay, so what's your decision?
My decision is that we keep podcasting.
Okay. So it's settled. We keep podcasting, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to get a lot more shit for it, that's all.
Bring her on the show.
Yeah, I should do that.
Make her part of it.
When we're back in your house.
Here's the thing.
She can Skype
at my
in.
House, the wife is like, don't you have a podcast tonight? No. Oh, great.
Really?
Yeah. She wants me out. She wants me to have something extra to do. The band. As long as, you know, if there's a conflict, I can cover or we can cover it. You know, with the kids or whatever it is. You know, party, family thing.
Right.
Because I do all that stuff. So, you know, so, and some of it's under duress.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's compromise, you know.
It's compromise, yeah.
She goes to Vegas. She's got her lady dinner night. She's got all this stuff. But the other thing we talked about is the whole kids and family and all that. That was her idea from the get-go.
Right.
So I said, okay, but, you know, what about all this other stuff? Oh, nothing will change. So we bring that every once in a while, that topic comes up, and she, I know, okay, it's cool. Just as long as this, this, and this, okay, make an agreement, done.
Nice. Maybe we'll get there. How long have you been married?
13 years this year.
Yeah, see, I'm 3 years behind, so we'll evolve into that.
It's all about, I don't know what it's about, actually. I just know what works for us. I can't say what works for anybody else.
Cause also,
I'm not there, you know. It's not my place.
Right. Also, in part two, Special Ed is showing up with his nephew, Sergeant Hulka.
Yeah.
And bringing somebody, an addition from the Air Force.
Yeah.
Sergeant Mayo, or Captain Mayo?
Captain Mayo.
So,
And they'll probably have to be, their voices disguised.
Most likely.
Yeah,
are you prepared to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're still active, and I don't know. Maybe they won't break bad on the dub. Maybe they love them.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they love everything about, you know, I think maybe they love everything about the military. Maybe they don't love everything about having a civilian commander-in-chief.
Possibly.
But there are reasons for that. That's so we don't have a coup d'etat.
So that's coming up in part two. Now, last night, John and I kind of had a date. We went and saw a gig.
So you just want to reaffirm your wife's. We had a date.
At the Beacon Tap, and we saw the band. What's the name of the band?
Alternate Past. Or Alternative Past.
Alternative
something
Past.
Something like that, yeah.
Now, we had a guest shredder a couple whiles back, Dan, on the show, and we could not get him to play anything.
Right.
Other than shred, do some shredding, but he would not play.
He has to have feedback from an audience like, oh, you are the greatest! If he doesn't have that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Because when we had him on.
Positive reinforcement.
No, man.
He's a middle child.
I don't play cover songs anymore. Yeah. I just don't do it. I just don't believe in it anymore. All right.
Yeah.
So we respected his beliefs, and we didn't pressure him on jamming with us. And then we go to the gig, and guess who runs up on stage, grabs a guitar, and he's up there for a full goddamn set doing cover songs.
Right.
Dan.
Yeah. Anti-cover Dan.
Anti-cover Dan.
I told you he's a swindler.
Well.
He swindled us out of
it's a flip-flopper.
Flip-flopper, yeah. And he's a Bush apologist.
Only because his dad is. He explained that on the episode.
Which I don't understand, because his dad was Union.
So, I guess one of the guys in the band, his brother, it was his 40th birthday party, so they had the surprise party at the Beacon there, and his brother, his band played, and then we showed up, and Marty was there,
yeah,
who was in Catheter, Phil from Catheter,
right.
Also of a Kangaroo Court, Rick from a Kangaroo Court showed up, who else? Joe,
yeah,
our first
Joe,
guest.
Joe, first guest, was there. Some listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy I was on wrestling team with.
Right, who kicked your ass freshman year. You completely forgot about that story.
No, he's mistaken. I never wrestled him.
He had every damn detail
like
down.
What?
He made a very convincing
name a
case.
Detail, because I kept asking him, exactly what? Exactly when did we wrestle?
Freshman year, I beat you at the 132-pound class, because then, you know, in sophomore year, I was up to one something, and then junior year, I was at this, and then senior year.
So what if I wrestled 138?
Yeah, so it was like a Wednesday. It was overcast. It was about...
No.
You were wearing...
It wouldn't be a Wednesday. It would be a Thursday, because you wrestle off for the Friday night bouts. Wrong.
I'm not saying I can remember the details, but he made a very convincing case.
He didn't remember the details, and then I said, you kicked my ass, Steve? He says, well, I didn't say that. I didn't say I kicked your ass. I beat you in wrestling.
Yeah, I'm the one who said kick kicks your ass.
But here's the thing. I'd be wrestling against another high school. So for Friday night bout, I'd have to wrestle on a Thursday afternoon to wrestle into a Friday night bout.
Right.
And if I lost against whoever was in that weight class, the winner wrestles on that night.
There you go. And we also came to the conclusion that wrestling is the gayest thing, gayest sport this side of heterosexuality.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
And you know why I quit?
Because you lost?
No, I told the story last night. I was wrestling a guy named Jerry McJunkin, and he did a double leg takedown, and he ran my skull into a scoreboard down in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
mm-hmm.
the pit?
Of course, the pit. It's still there, isn't it?
Yeah. And I got up and punched him in the throat. And hey, Coach Behringer, tackled me. And as I was spazzing out, like swinging wildly, got me in some sort of crystallizer, you know, where he puts one arm around your balls.
Right,
and
right.
And then one over your shoulder, and yeah. then locks hands.
And you're locked. That's it.
That's it.
You're done.
And I said, fuck this shit. Left my shoes and everything, my Essex Tigers hanging in the locker and never came back.
You quit. How was that?
I was a fucking quitter.
All right. Well, now getting back to the gig.
We're going to have to get Steve on the show. He was a bodybuilder, too.
He runs marathons now.
Mr. Universe. Yeah. Yeah, he deflated.
Deflated.
Oh, yeah, he was
He's doing the steroids and everything?
I don't know, but he was a fucking monster. He was ginormous.
So getting back to the gig, Marty and Phil were there, and they Marty said, hey, we got a proposition for you. And I said, who's we? Me and Phil. So he didn't want to say this in front of you. He dragged me away. And I guess he and Phil have been working on some songs,
yeah.
And they made me an offer to be the lead singer of this band.
Nice.
Because they said, well, you know, you mentioned Rick was in Joe Rockhead or Dickhead or whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't you have another band?
Right.
So I said, okay, that sounds intriguing. Tell me who's in the band. So it's Phil on drums, Marty on guitar, and Brian on bass.
Nice. Excellent.
So I said, well, why don't you just send me some shit, some MP3s, and see if I can come up with some lyrics, and if you like them, and then we'll just take
okay.
it from there.
Have a good time, man. You're gonna drive your car right into a tree. I guarantee it.
No.
I'll give you an example of why I know I'm right. Zach went back to play with those guys after the big split up. The big Cather last gig and all that.
Which can be found on Google
yeah.
video.
And they came out to be High Speed Larry, you know, and they were practicing at Phil's house, no doubt, okay? And then Marty started to break bad on the whole thing again, as he usually does. He starts derailing, not showing up, telling people he doesn't have to tell them why he's not showing up. Just fuck everybody else. Like, Zach's driving from South Elgin, you know, 50 minutes to get here, and Marty doesn't bother to call.
Wow, yeah.
You know,
I couldn't
that,
put up
that
with
would,
that.
Okay, so now the good news is it would be at Marty's house. So that could change everything right there.
Well, I think it would. Or do you think he would, like,
he wouldn't show
make
up to
plans?
His own house.
Yeah, he'd make plans and then not call anybody, and we'd be sitting in the driveway holding our nuts.
And then after that whole thing happened, Marty told me that Phil was dead to him, too. So.
Well, I asked, well, what about Zach? Isn't Zach available to be the singer? The only reason Zach was in Cather was because of John. That's it.
Who said that?
Marty.
Oh. So Phil must not have been in that meeting.
What meeting?
The meeting you had last night.
No, Phil was there.
Well, Phil didn't say anything?
He did. He talked a little bit.
Oh, because
yeah.
he and I discussed offline many times that Zach was far better singer than Marty, and we didn't want Marty in the singing. I guess we didn't care who sang just as long as it wasn't Marty.
Well, Marty must have come to that realization if they're asking me to be the lead singer, right?
Yeah.
Because he would have just do it himself. Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know. So we'll see. They're going to send me some demos. Maybe I'll put some vocals on and get their permission. And we could play them on the show.
Nice.
All right. Now, anything else about the gig? Oh, the other thing I could do is I could be the lead singer like it, in the band we saw last night, where when the gig's over, he just packs up his mic and walks out of the goddamn door.
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
that's
help
great.
With any of the equipment. Yeah. I'm sure that really endears him to the rest of the band. And not only that, he's an Axl Rose wannabe. Of all the wannabes to be, you want to be like Axl Rose?
Yeah.
Vocally?
It's brutal.
It is brutal. All right, you got any other comments about the gig?
It was fucking loud. It started out real quiet, and then it got louder, and Rick was coming unglued every second.
Why?
Well, then you started cranking it up a couple notches.
What do you mean?
These guys suck! Oh.
I didn't say
that. Yeah, you did.
No.
No, yeah, no, you didn't say that.
I said, paint it black, you devil, and they did paint
it
black.
They did. They played
that song.
Back.
They planted it back.
Hey, you got a story about that, right? Planting it back?
What?
Planting it back?
Planting it black?
Planting it back. You can't even fuck up a fuck up.
No, so that's what I was yelling out. Paint it black, you devil. And they painted it. They played the song.
Yeah.
That's how much of an influence I am.
You are, man.
No doubt.
You speak and people just fall on the ground.
That's right.
In laughter.
I say jump, they say how high.
You say jump, they say fuck you. I'm going to give you the figure. You give me my phone call.
Right. I need a computer.
A computer.
All right. So if you don't get anything else to say about the gig, we can move on to comments. And we have an email. And I brought some clips from GodTube in.
Yeah.
GodTube. But first, the comments.
Yeah. All right. It says, it's been a while. I am behind on your PCast episode 72.2 with Stellar. I heard Errol Wolf was looking for me on the forum. I got hot when Errol Wolf thinks about me, or I get hot, rather. Hey, I miss everyone and will spread the word. Legs is the word. And get caught up. Sent by Rika.
Errol Wolf.
Errol Wolf. They
is
say
that a
Wilf?
New listener?
They say Errol Wolf. contact high. By the time I got to the third part of episode 96, I could barely keep my truck on the road. That was some good shit. Pat McGroin.
That's Pat McGroin.
Vikes, 1966. Besides being fag-enabling fools, you're a fucking laugh riot. Tet, keep the shows coming. They complete me. That's T-Bone. That'd be Phil's brother. The greatest of them all. We all hate the Bush apologists, but I feel sorry for hairy lesbians, don't you? Yes, you guys are great, but don't let it go to your head. That's from Mark Spooner. And good work. This is still the best three-part, roughly weekly show to come out of Chicago, hosted by two blokes, one of which is a bit tubby, and one of which lays eggs underwater. Here's your monthly vote of joy from the heart of Sherwood Forest. Cheers, Pauly BX of Punky Radio. Keep up the good work.
You hear from Pauly B at all?
No.
Oh, that was nice. They were supposed to come to the States.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's still happening.
I don't know. Anyway, we got an email from, or you did, or forward. I haven't even read this yet. So this will be the first time reading this email.
We get a lot of emails, John, but this email was from a Christian listener. We had
a Christian listener.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
But it also is enlightening.
Yeah.
Because we're all about the exchange of ideas. And here's a Christian listener listening to us atheists. And maybe he's trying to figure out what makes us tick. Who knows? I don't know what his motivation is. But he's a listener.
And he sent it from work. So he left all his work info on it. John and Scott, the great mystic unknown of why God can to us in human form. Came to us, he wrote can to us, in human form is because he looks like us. God created us in his image. Would you rather have a being that come down and rules from fear or from love? God is love. Do you not love your kids enough to teach them right from wrong? Given our human nature, we learn best from example watching others. And when you did wrong by your parent, did they not crack your bum? I'm reading this exactly as it's written, okay?
Right on.
I do understand where you're coming from. Media and people with money seem to want to convert the world, sort of like a commie social life, and do not have much of a clue about God. It's no wonder no one wants to take that step and try to believe in God and be a born-again Christian. Take that step and believe in God. So you'd actually have to convince yourself, basically, that God exists.
Well, the first part of the email, he talks about sending God down, or Jesus down in God's image. And it relates to your aunt story, the guy who told you about the ants.
Yeah.
If you're going to send your only begotten son to the ants, you'd send an ant.
Yeah.
Not a beetle, because they wouldn't know Paul McCartney from John Lennon.
Right. Yeah, that'd be tough. I did, basically saying become a born-again Christian, which he did. I did, and you, when I did try to talk to my friend about it many years ago, I was told to shut up. I don't want to hear that stuff. It's like they do not want to be held accountable. I don't get what he's saying here.
Yeah, I don't know. But but unlike us, we want to know why you became a born again. And I'm willing to lay it on the line, John, that it was based on fear.
Right.
And the fear of spending eternity in hell. So when he talks about God being love, not fear, I want to know what the metamorphosis was to the born-again Christian and what motivated that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet it was fear.
Anyway.
Not love, John.
Right. It is heavy, but that magical thing called blind faith that God will not give us more than we can handle, that God gave his only son for us, that God love us. Proof is what you're searching for, and I sad to say you might or will not find any of that will please you. You're not going to see a sign like a fireball or a blinding ball of light talking to you and tell you what you should do. Why not, you may ask? We will never know until that day he comes to collect his children. People for years have tried to understand God's action, and as soon as you think you got his number, he pulls the carpet from under your feet. Well, doesn't he usually hang up on you?
I don't know.
This life is to be enjoyed and is a test of character. I am a God-loving Christian. I am not perfect in any way. I say bad words, talk about others, and I'm not that great of a husband. But I try every day, still love the show, and I will call you guys talking in street talk and how I talk most of the time. Holla back at you boys, son of... Holla back at your boy, son, you heard.
Well, I think the biggest difference,
son, you heard,
in philosophies between atheists and this guy, or us and this listener, is that, what is it? Oh, it's going back to the belief system. So he has a belief system and a supreme being, the God of the New Testament, and all of his other beliefs fall into that framework where when he talks about not being on his best behavior, not the best husband, we all make mistakes and that type of thing. To me, I don't know about you, but to me, that's all based on evolution. That's
right.
Evolutionary byproduct of our species surviving 6 million years to become what we've become today. And if people stopped procreating 100,000 years ago, if they didn't have a sex drive, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
So that's why we lust, as Kirk Cameron says, in our hearts. We are sinners. And if we didn't lust in our hearts, we wouldn't be procreating.
We wouldn't survive.
And we wouldn't survive.
As a species.
So I guess it goes back to the belief system and the framework of that system to put everything else into context. which is a lesson I just learned, John. I don't know about you, but I need to take that into account when conversing with people and making my observations. All right, now, if you didn't get enough Kirk Cameron from last show, we did bring one other clip in. I went out to GodTube and I checked it out, and I brought a couple clips from GodTube in. This one is Kirk Cameron, and he's giving advice on how to talk and convert homosexuals.
Many Christians have wrongly isolated homosexuality as this particularly wicked sin in their eyes, and then used it as an excuse to be condescending toward another person, treating someone who's gay almost as though they're some sort of leper.
Some religious people have been rightly accused of insensitivity when it comes to this subject, and some, in the name of Christianity, have even had an arrogant and condescending holier-than-thou attitude.
But remember, all sexual sin is offensive to God.
That's right, John.
Homosexual or heterosexual sin, whether it's adultery, sexual promiscuity, fornication, sex outside of marriage, or even lust, which Jesus says is adultery of the heart, is sinful in God's sight.
What about solosexual? He forgot that on his list.
Jerking off.
Right.
What's your fucking point?
So,
are you a Peter Pepper?
If you lust for a woman, it's the same sin in God's eyes as if you were to lay
a
with a man. More succinctly put, John.
Thank you so much.
So Kirk chiming in on the homos there. And here, Cameron.
I
agree. Drop my pen.
Yeah.
Now, this next clip is a song that I found. This is
right.
This is going to climb up the charts on the GodTube and on worldwide Christian radio, John.
Yeah.
If you want to go ahead and play this next song.
What is it?
This song is about anti-abortion.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
This is for the pro-choice crowd. It's a baby, not a blob. It's a baby, not a molecular glob. It's a baby. Not a baby, it's a cute little innocent baby. I'll say it again. It's a baby, not a blob. It's a baby, not a molecular glob. It's a baby.
All right, how long is this thing?
It's pretty much the same thing.
I'm gonna throw up.
You gotta see the guy who sings it too. And you could see why he's anti-abortion.
Because he'd have been killed.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord, Scott.
So check that out to GodTube and send us some good clips.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, we got to take it to part two.
Part two, and our guests did arrive, John.
Yeah. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Whoa!
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.